Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. A lot of changes. In fact, you know, I mean, life is about change, right? And it seems like the changes are coming faster, whether it's changes at work, changes in healthcare, changes in how we raise our kids. And a lot of people, myself included, disoriented by all the disruption that's taking place. Three major forces driving a transformation of our economy. The closest precedent may be back during the Enlightenment and the Founding Fathers. The digitization of everything is allowing almost all of our industries and systems to be reorganized in very different ways. The globalization of everything is allowing humans to operate for the first time on a planetary scale. So, yeah, we are all coping with these changes and some of the blowback. Those words come from entrepreneur and journalist Peter Lydon, who is a St. Thomas alum. He's back in town. He's giving a talk this evening, 7 o'clock at O'Shaughnessy Education Center, to talk about his book, The Reinvention of America. That's his keynote this evening, and we are so happy to have Peter Lydon with us this evening. Hey, Peter, greetings.
Thanks. It's great to be here, back in town.
Where's home for you? Where do you hang out?
Well, I've now been rooted for the last 25 years in San Francisco, but I'm originally from this area, and I worked at the Star Tribune and left the Star Tribune 25 years ago to go to Wired Magazine in San Francisco.
Boy, there have been some changes in the media business. I defy anybody to find an industry that has not been disrupted or is being disrupted. And I think, isn't that part of the reason why people feel this underlying sense of malaise and paranoia?
Well, I do think there's a real unease for a lot of people. A lot of people are fearful of the future, and there are big changes in motion and more to come with an artificial intelligence and other things around the corner here. But not all institutions in all places have actually adapted in the way that the media industry or other parts of the business world have adapted. And I think education, where I'm speaking tonight, is one that's been slow to adapt, and it's about ripe and ready to actually for some big changes there.
You think this? You think our great grandkids will look back on the day when, hey, you know, 4-year college degree? Why would I do that? I mean, isn't it all about lifelong learning and retraining?
I do think there's going to be some very fundamental shifts going on here, and I think the idea that you could actually just package what you need to learn for your life in 4 years is going to be seen as kind of absurd, as you say. And I do feel that. I do think also those grandchildren will look back and think, wow, what an extraordinary moment we're living through here. As tumultuous and disruptive and difficult as pieces of it are, it's also an extraordinary time to be alive, and so many positive things are happening as well. And that's a lot of my talk is often about, hey, we don't be fearful and anxious and too worried about where we're going, because many of these trends are going to move us to a better place.
What are some of the major points that you hope to get across this evening at your speech at O'Shaughnessy? What are the major takeaways? Can you offer up some hope, some optimism?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, America has really reinvented itself about 4 times in the past. And I'll lay that out at different junctures. About every 50 years or so, the technology has changed, the economy changes. And so the whole system has to change. Our politics changes. A lot of things change. And we've gone through about 4 of these very successfully. The last time was coming off the Great Depression, World War II, when we had reinvented America for the late 20th century. We're in another one of those now. And instead of being so fearful about the big changes, we can actually look back on the past and see, hey, we've done it before. We did it in all these previous eras. What I'm also adding today, and you referred to it earlier, is I think some of the changes we're moving into are going to be so profound that I think in some ways we're talking about more of a civilizational change. In that, in other words, when people look back in a 50 or 100 or 500 years from now, they'll think that really we essentially reorganized the world in such a fundamental way, with all digital, fully global, and sustainable given climate change pressures, that it'll be seen as a real fundamental break into a different way of almost running a civilization rather than just a kind of a government or a society.
And it's just, it's human nature, right? We resist change. We all, myself included, get into a nice comfortable rut. This is what I do for a living. This is my comfort zone. But would you say that most of us, and younger people seem to have an easier time, obviously, it's in their DNA to get out of their comfort zone. But what advice would you have for people of all ages who are trying just to adapt to all these disruptions that we see all around us?
Well, again, I think it's to actually see yourself in context and see this as not an unusual thing that's never happened before, but just something that Americans have regularly confronted, have come up against these big challenges, have seen these big changes, and have adapted, have reinvented, and actually recreated a kind of very good lives for ourselves. And we've been on a generally uphill, you know, uphill kind of climb, you could say, but it's been getting increasingly better to live. Now, I don't defy anyone to want to live where it was 50 or 100 or 150 or even 200 years ago.
Right.
So many things have gotten better along there, and don't lose perspective about that. And there's absolutely no reason we don't have the human resources, the brain power, the tools. In fact, the tools are more extraordinary now than ever to actually solve all the challenges and all the difficulties we're in right now. And I really think we're moving in a very much more positive direction than people actually think, really.
The Reinvention of America. You can hear Peter Lydon live. Hopefully tickets still available. 7 o'clock this evening, O'Shaughnessy Education Center at St. Thomas. And Peter, welcome back. This is always home. You can come home. And we're sure glad you joined us on CCO.
Well, it's been great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. And we'll be back with more next on CCO. Hey, Hamilton was great last night. It lives up to the hype. It exceeds the hype. It exceeded my expectations. If you get a chance, see it. Spend whatever money. Boy, well, if you can get a deal, get a deal. But it's worth the money. It's worth your time.
Do the lottery. Sign up for the lottery.
Yeah, that's what you did. $10
tickets? $10 tickets. You just go to your app store on Google or Apple, and you write in the word Hamilton. And you download that app, and then you sign up for the lottery. And every day you enter, and you have a chance to win those tickets.
$10 tickets?
Limit two.
Susan Blanche, producer extraordinaire, thank you. Wish I had talked to you before I bought my tickets. Jeez. Hey, I don't know if you saw this. A little bit of drama at the Dolphins game yesterday. Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson took a knee during the national anthem before their game against the Tennessee Titans, becoming the first players to take part in protests against police brutality in this year's NFL season. The one thing I noticed, the NFL did not cover that. They did not show live images of them taking a knee. Les Moonves out at CBS. He ran CBS for two decades. Apparently, another article came out in the New Yorker detailing assault and harassment accusations from six more women. He's donating, he and CBS, donating $20 million of what would have been his severance to organizations supporting the Me Too movement and workplace equality. And Vladimir Putin is facing perhaps one of the biggest challenges to his authority in years. Thousands of people protesting against raising the state pension age across Russia. More than 800 people have been arrested. Police in Moscow capturing and beating members of a crowd of about 5,000 in Pushkin Square. Apparently, Mr. Putin wants to increase the state pension age from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. And I guess Vladimir Putin's popularity ratings have plummeted. Putin, in his defense, said the pension changes necessary to stabilize Russia's government spending. So we'll keep you posted on that and some other stories. And of course, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with Florence as well.
You want to hear an NFL song that made people mad? Carrie Underwood.
Why were people upset about this?
People didn't want to watch a music video before the game.
And you said they mentioned NBC like a dozen times.
Yeah, the
in
song does.
3 minutes. Just get to the game. We know it's a football game. We know it's NBC. Just play the game. Kick the ball. Interesting. Oh, boy. Get your undies in a bunch. All right, whatever it takes. Hey, we'll be back with more, including The kickoff of the Harrison Smith Show next on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.